The Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is reviewing a set of regulations aimed at alleviating public concerns about hydraulic fracturing or fracking in the state. APRN's Ann Hillman attended a hearing on the issue today and has this story.
Hydraulic fracturing is also known as fracking. It's the process of pumping pressurized fluids into oil and gas wells. The fluids include fine particles, like sand, that prop open new cracks, allowing more petroleum products to be released. Companies have been fracking in Alaska for decades. One of the major concerns about the process is how the chemically enhanced fluids could affect groundwater. Commissioner Kathy Forrester says the AOGCC started looking at the fracking regulations last spring.
We aren't reviewing our regulations because we feel that they're inadequate. We're reviewing them primarily to ensure that we're up with current technology and operating practices. But the big thing we're doing for the public, to address the public concerns, is that we're creating a new section titled Hydraulic Fracturing.
Under the proposed regulations, companies would have to notify all landowners within a half a mile of the drilling wells of their activities. They would also have to test samples from water wells in the same area before fracking. Kara Moriarty of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association says that requirement will lead to higher costs for the companies.
And whenever there's increased cost, there could be ramifications on overall production and resource extraction. And so from our standpoint, that's a risk that could be associated with these proposals.
Moriarty is proposing the companies just sample 4 wells instead of all of them. She and other industry representatives also find fault with the requirements to let the public know all of the chemicals used in the fracking fluids. She says they're fine with disclosing most of them, but they don't want to give away any secrets.
If they can't get their recipe protected, as they continue to evolve and make their practices better, Alaska may miss out on the opportunity to have the latest and greatest recipe out there for enhanced recovery and environmental protection.
But Barrett Risteroff of the Wilderness Society says the new regulations don't go far enough, especially since Alaska may eventually be home to unconventional oil shale fracking. Though she supports the new water sampling rules and full chemical disclosure, she says the regulations also need to address flaring. That's the burning of gases like methane that are released during the drilling process.
But it's an issue here in Alaska. The regulations are very general about flaring. They just say something along the lines of we need to prevent waste. But it doesn't give any specifics about, say, we need to install this kind of technology on a well so that we won't be letting all this gas into the air.
The commission will review the comments submitted during the hearing and within 30 days will either create the new regulations or ask for another round of comments on their revisions. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.